So,
well, because I didn't play shit, and neither did Dale.
Mm. Yes, I did. Well, Dale did. Dale's very excited to talk about one.
Dale's got one game written down.
That's not even the game that he played.
Yep.
Oh, he just didn't. He didn't update.
No, actually, I want to talk about two games. One is one that we already played, and then a new one. So,
hey, okay.
No Ichiban? Like no love for anything?
Okay. Well, is this what you want to do? You just want to go right into it?
Well, I'm just
no not bullshit. Anything no, in 2 weeks? No, how you doing? Just let's talk about games.
Sean, how are you doing?
I'm tired, man.
Why?
You said you were tired. In a great mood.
Because like I'm getting plenty of sleep. And I don't feel depressed, but I'm just tired.
That's good. That's good.
Not necessarily physically tired. Just that kind of like, man, I don't want to do anything else. Like, even if it's this or, like, I haven't played. It's been at least a week since I even look at your app, Morgan, and tell me when I was on Xbox last. I think it's probably been like a week since I even turned it on. It's just been like when I get done with work, and work hasn't been super busy. I get done and it's like, oh, like I'm just done. I don't even
It says last seen 17 hours ago, but it doesn't say what you did.
You know, does it count logging into the app?
Yeah.
Because yeah. I check the Game Pass app pretty regularly.
Right. Yeah.
Just to see like, hey, did anything new pop up or whatever?
I do the same thing.
And something interesting did show up on Game Pass recently. What was it?
I think, Dead Island 2, but also that Warhammer Bolt Gun game looks kind of cool. It looks like a...
I heard good things about it.
Yeah, it looks like a fucking Doom type thing.
Kyle, have you started Persona 3?
No, not yet.
Oh, it was the Maneater game. Isn't that supposed to be really fun?
The shark game?
Yeah.
Laura 100%ed it.
No shit. Is it hard? Or she just played the shit out of it?
She's played the shit out of it.
Okay. You're a shark eating hard people. Game. It's right up her alley.
Yeah.
Is it stupid fun? Like you can just fuck around and laugh at it? Is it
that kind of game? I chuckled a couple times, but I'm not going to lie. I didn't pay attention. That was kind of like, well, I was away doing whatever. That's what she would do is play that. But she loves sharks, so the game could be trash, and she'd still love it.
Mm. They still do Shark Week?
I think.
Yeah. That used to
Discovery
be
every year in August.
Well, like on fucking cable?
Yeah.
Who's got... Morgan still has cable.
I have Hulu Live.
I got rid of it like 6-ish month ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hulu also has it every year, so I just watch it on that.
Are you still on my Hulu?
No, I've never had your Hulu.
Oh. Well, I know you have stuff that's mine, though.
Yeah, one thing.
It don't matter. Fucking Paramount. Thief. You won't even go to me to get it. You gotta go to my wife to get it.
Because you don't know the fucking login.
And I won't give it to you, even if I did.
That's how we watched the Super Bowl, and that's how we watched Halo.
Dude, watching Halo sports season 2 on these services is so fucking irritating. Where it's like,
yeah,
you just want to log into like ESPN, and it's like, who is your cable provider? And it's like, well, are you? I signed up for ESPN Plus or something like that to watch something once, and it made me do. It didn't even have the games that are being broadcast. It's like if the game is being broadcast on ESPN, it's not on ESPN Plus. It's just like the shit division, like the small division games or whatever. They get put on ESPN, and it's like, how do I even fucking watch this?
Why would I even fucking watch this?
Yeah. I get it included. Is it in your Verizon shit? Because I have that Verizon plan that gives me Disney and Hulu and all that shit.
I have the same.
Yeah, I've got ESPN, the one with just Disney.
ESPN is fucking pointless.
You're going to be disappointed in like 6 months.
Are they getting rid of it?
No, they're getting rid of HBO is doing like a password sharing crackdown.
No,
that's the only service that I use that I don't have an account for.
Right.
So that is unfortunate. Well, how much is
it? I use Max every day. $17 bucks a month.
Yeah, I think I paid for a year for like 150 or something.
Dude, how are you going to watch Tokyo Vice?
I'm just going to have to do what I did for the last couple seasons of Walking Dead, or Better Call Saul, where you just subscribe for like a 7-day trial and watch all of it in like 2 days.
Right.
And then cancel.
Yep. That's a shame because I share my Max with like 6 different people.
I share it with like 3. Yeah.
So I got 10 minutes.
Wait.
I'll start. Wait. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't know how much you guys pay attention to like fighting news.
Mike Tyson?
You talking about Mike Tyson?
Dude. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Is this a simulation? Real? This is a real
thing? Yes.
Yeah, it's real. It's happening.
Yeah. Like the only thing my Twitter is mainly just for like MMA and stuff. So there's some like boxing crossover too, right? And when I saw it, I was like, no. Like it was just one person. I was like, no. So I had to keep scrolling for like 5 minutes to make sure multiple people reported on it. It's fucking the dude's 58. What? And he's fighting a 27-year-old on what? Obviously
on Netflix.
Yeah, what's on Netflix.
Gonna happen.
I think it'll be probably a fairly boring fight because Jake Paul is powerful, but he's not like the funnest fighter to watch. But I think he's gonna end up beating Mike Tyson, and he's gonna be like, "I'm the best." It's like fuck.
You don't think that even 60-year-old Mike Tyson can still whoop some ass?
Oh, I think he has a chance. He has a puncher's chance.
Exactly. You know? Agreed.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like he can knock him out, but you're talking about a 58-year-old against a 27-year-old in his prime. Maybe not the best boxer, but still decent. And very obviously, the dude's on steroids. Like, there's almost no way he's not.
The other, maybe the last episode that we did, you know, or maybe it was just a conversation we had. I really don't fucking know. You made some point about height and weight in a fight that it doesn't really matter if somebody's great and somebody sucks if they've got a foot on the other dude and they got 50 pounds on the other dude. It hardly matters at that point.
Yep.
Does that apply in any way to I'm possibly the best boxer that ever was, and I just have this natural skill and ability, but I'm 60.
Father Time loses to no one.
Yeah, you think it. But there are dudes that are 60 that are still, and like you wouldn't call them like washed out or worn out.
But
is he and one there, of those dudes?
Yeah, for sure. There's dudes that like defy that, but you see a lot of fighters in MMA and boxing where that's like late 30s it starts to hit where they lose that like split second timing and it's just like gone at that point when you're at that like elite level. So it's just
let me know. Dale, you got something to say?
I was just gonna say it's like, you know, when you get to that age that what do they say, like the cracks in the foundation start, you know, the house ain't crumbling but there's cracks, you know what I mean? A punch that, you know, you'd be able to graze off and, you know, absorb and just roll with it. Now it's like, oh shit, that one kind of hit me a little. You know what I mean? Just those little things add up.
I guess it's different when it's a sport like that. Because right. I would think you take a 60-year-old Hall of Fame baseball player, he can probably still crank some shit out. Right. But it's not really the same thing.
You watch a lot of like the elite boxers and when they bob and weave punches, they miss by like centimeters sometimes, right? So when your timing's off just a tiny little bit, that centimeter isn't there anymore and you're getting fucking
rocked.
So yeah,
do y'all agree with me that his whole Jake's, I don't know him like that, Jake Paul, I'm not just gonna drop a first name, like we hang out,
right? Yeah
Hey yo, JPP, go fuck yourself.
Has it been kind of embarrassing for boxing that this dude is like doing, like he hasn't gotten his ass kicked, but everyone that I see, and I'm not paying a lot of attention to it, is like, this dude should be getting his ass kicked, but he's not. And like, I would be mad about that if I took boxing seriously, that no one has just stepped in and just annihilated this dude.
Well, who he fought.
Is he really that? Is he actually good at it?
No, he picks and chooses shit. He did a fight with like another YouTuber, KSI, and it got all advertised and shit. So like his stats are padded with nobodies.
Didn't he fight two or three actual MMA fighters?
Again, MMA and boxing, two different things.
He fought a few MMA fighters. He fought the best one he fought was Anderson Silva, but Anderson Silva, 48, right?
Yeah.
He fought Tommy Fury, who's Tyson Fury's younger brother. And Tommy Fury beat him by split decision, but that fight was, I didn't watch it, but it was boring as shit. No action. He recently fought two different boxers, but they're just like very mediocre boxers. Like you looked at the dude, the last dude he fought was soft as fuck, and he just knocked him out in the first round. So like Kyle said, he picks and chooses his.
But don't they all do that?
I mean,
to an extent,
That early in their career they do. So it's kind of like funny. He gets like, it, because of how big he is, how much of a draw, he gets a lot of shit for it. But if you look at like all these big fighters, even like Canelo, they picked and choose their fight their fights until they were like 20 fights in, you know.
Do you want to see Tyson just like snap his neck?
Yes.
Yeah. Or bite his ear off.
Yeah. That would probably be better. Yeah.
Just fucking knock his ass out and then run up to him and fucking rip his ear off just for GP.
Bite his ear off.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you, man. Hey, fuck you.
I feel that way like when we get like the Tebows that come into like football and it's like, God, this dude is somehow like doing all right. And you kind of want him to just get laughed off the field, but he's like, God, he's hanging in there.
Right.
Like, how is he doing this? Because you know he's not
God
that good. But generally with football, you see dudes that'll come in, even if they're actually good players, like dominate for like the first 1 or 2 years, and then they get figured out.
Yep.
And then like Cam Newton, like what the fuck happened to him? Like we rookie of the year, broke all these records, and then just
dude, that
disappeared.
Denver,
we humbled the shit out of him in that Super Bowl.
Knocked him right the fuck down. It was great.
Ever since then, I think he's what, free agent now again? He went back to Carolina, got dropped again.
And then he never came back after
There's
that.
There's always dudes like that.
Yeah. I always hated Cam Newton, so.
Yeah, I didn't like him.
DeLome forever.
The last thing I'll say about Jake Paul, he's annoying as shit. His whole shtick is annoying when he like weighs in and this and that. But I will say he's decent. Like, he's not a great boxer, but he's decent. He literally takes it for real. You know what I'm saying? But also, like, he's got a shit ton of money, and that's all he fucking does now, I'm sure. Yep. Yeah. So it's like, if you ain't got millions of dollars and you don't got to do anything else, you could spend fucking hours and hours at a gym each day. So
didn't he do some WWE shit, too? Like, he's just doing all
Logan.
Brother.
That was
brother.
Logan?
Okay. Yeah, Logan did some boxing, too, but yeah, he did WWE as well.
Jake is
not a fan of either of them.
Is the
young
alien hat and the forest dude?
No, that's right? Logan.
That's Logan.
Yeah, that's okay. The older one. Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
I thought Jake was the forest guy.
No.
It was Logan.
Because Logan's the idiot of the two. Like Jake actually has some kind of sense. Everyone just said he was like coked out and shit. Where Logan was like just the idiot all the time. Like,
no common
sense.
So which one came out wearing like the $100,000 Charizard around his neck?
Logan.
Okay.
It must be nice to be like, fuck it, I'll just buy this $100,000.
Dude, Pokemon did you see card. What fucking like Post Malone spent like $2.7 million on a Magic the Gathering card?
Lord of the Rings card.
Yeah, because it was only one. They only made one ring, and he's like, I want it. I got it. Which, to be fair, is pretty dope. But also the fact that like this guy went to Post Malone's show backstage. He's like, I got it. And he's like, all right, here's $2.7 million.
Easiest $2.7 million I've ever made.
How do you think that transfer of funds went down? Like, Venmo. How did the guy that's... Yeah, right. Like, how did he get the money? Like, on the... You say that he went backstage. He said he had the card. And Post Malone bought
it. Must be a wire transfer.
How did he buy it? Yeah, I guess... There's got to be a... I don't think $2.7 million is within the limit that you can just wire someone.
I'm going to give you $50 a day.
Just imagine if it was cash just right then. Like, Post is just carrying millions in his pocket.
You could pick up someone's phone. And if they're, like, logged into something, just be like, wire this. Yeah.
Right.
I'm not a fan of his music, but I love Post Malone as a person.
He's
a cool
He's
dude.
He's fucking great. He's hilarious. Yeah. But I agree. I don't like his music.
I like some of it.
I like when he like covers classics, like rock classics and Nirvana and shit. I don't like his actual music.
Yeah, but how do you guys feel about fucking auto-tune? Like, the second someone goes heavy auto-tune in their voice, I'm done. Like, I just can't.
Do they do it all the fucking time, or do they do it for one song where it matches, like, if there's a whole bunch of synths and shit? Like, sometimes it is called for, and sometimes it works. But if it's all you fucking do, then it's no.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Fear Factory uses it in a really good way.
Yeah.
But they're doing saying... it on purpose for that robot voice.
Yeah, yeah. There are times where people can.
Good name drop on Fear Factory. Goddamn.
Did they somehow still make albums? I don't know what's going on. They're like 60 that, years old.
And they got a new vocalist, too. That sounds just like the original.
It's like that Mark Wahlberg movie. He was just waiting for his moment.
Yeah, right? Just a was step on in.
Rock star?
Yeah. That's a great movie.
Yeah. I had something to say, but I don't remember. I'm gonna forfeit my time because I got nothing. I played Infinite Wealth. I'm just doing the random things still. I have like 90% of the achievements, but the ones that are left are those ones where you play 10 hours to get one achievement.
So that's kind of what points. I'm doing.
Right, yeah. Right. But it seems doable. Over the course of, you know, whatever, maybe a month or two. I'm not going to sit here and just spend 10 hours a day working towards it.
So. That's what I've started doing with Tony Hawk now.
I am interested to hear what Dale played. Because he seems very excited about it, which doesn't happen much. Yes, Kyle.
Dale, are you like going to bed after this, or would you be up for playing some games?
I'm
if I told you I was going to play the game.
Oh, you fucker.
Oh, is that the game you were playing?
Oh, you fucker. Yeah.
Okay.
Shit. Can we? Oh, you're going to fucking stream tomorrow night, aren't you?
What?
Yeah.
What game are you guys going to play?
Hello.
What is that?
Sounds like when Morgan's got the tip of his dick in his mouth.
Yeah.
His own?
Yeah. Full yeah. Circle. Oh. You missed the first like yeah, 10 minutes of what we were talking about.
I never actually said I got it, just so you guys know.
Yeah. But you insinuated, sir.
Heavily.
Right.
Heavily.
But I never said it.
Yeah. So
I could cut and edit it to where you do.
Yeah, we've got the technology.
Yeah, but no one watches yours. They listen to this on Spotify.
Yeah. Yeah, like the four people, right?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So four people
will know that you put the tip of your dick in your mouth.
No, I never said that, though.
Yeah, because that was only on the Patreon stuff. We weren't actually recording for the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, don't let Morgan lie to you. He put the tip of his dick into his mouth. We saw it. We were there. He's just denying now.
He did it on camera.
On camera?
I did.
Subscribe to the Patreon to find out.
Right. To see it.
But, so, dude, Helldivers 2.
Oh, let me stop you. We had a Patreon message. Well, it
I
was
guess
a
I'll
DM.
Go fuck myself.
It was a DM. It's about the game. Jeff. Long-time listener, Jeff. Everybody knows
Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh, Jeff is back.
Jeff, I know.
The Phantom Menace guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
After.
Wait, hold on. Technically, he was the king of the podcast last time when we never relinquished that crown. Jeff's still the king of the podcast. I've declared it.
Okay. So we'll leave it up to him to come up with a challenge.
Let's hope he's caught up. Watch him listen to this episode
in
6 months.
He is, because after he listened to the live episode... He specifically messaged me and said, why did no one play Helldivers 2? And then sent me pages of why I should play it and why it's so good. And I was like, it is weird that none of us played it and that we didn't even mention it. It didn't even come up in like the 3-hour episode that we did. But now it sounds like someone has something to say about it.
All I gotta say, boys, is do it for democracy. Do it for democracy. Play the game. Be a patriot. Come on in for the big win. Game fucking rules, dude. So the other day I was talking to you guys and I was like, hey, if I get this, I want people to play with. Obviously on PS5 or on PC. And I was like, well, I don't want to pay for PlayStation Plus. I'll do it on PC. Got controller support and everything. And strictly online, you can either do Battle of the Terminids, which is basically like, you guys ever see, what's that movie with the bugs? That really narrows it down, doesn't it?
Starship Troopers.
Yeah, there you go. For some reason, my brain went blank. Love that movie, by the way.
Great movie.
Or mediocre it's basically, movie. Go fuck yourself.
I like it, but it's a mediocre movie.
Yeah, but it's just camp. It's great.
It is.
Or you got like some Terminator shit going on. Like you got two different factions that you're fighting against to liberate other planets. And it's fucking great. And like 9 times out of 10, when you play a strictly online game, the community is pretty fucking toxic. Am I right to say that?
Yep.
Yes.
This is not PvE this one. PvE only, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That helps a little.
Because everyone's aiming towards a bigger goal. I kid you not. I was playing a round solo, and your boy was struggling. I was having a moment, and I dropped an SOS, and I had three dudes come in. He's like, "It's all right, brother. We got you. We're gonna do this for democracy." And like straight up, didn't miss a beat, and it was just fucking boom, 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 boom. And it's just fun. Like, that's the best way to describe it. It's kind of like a looter shooter, but without the loot aspect of it. Third person, over the shoulder. What's up?
There's no gear.
I mean, not in the planet where you're fighting. What you do is think of it like a game, not a game pass, but a season pass. But it's not as predatory as like a Call of Duty.
But is there stat upgrades and shit on your gear, or is there none of that?
No, not on your gear, not stat upgrades or nothing like that. It's just all cosmetics.
Okay.
And then actually different weapons themselves. Like, for example, I just picked up the Breaker shotgun and a couple other, you know, weapons that you can add on. A couple other perks that you can put on for like a bombardment to a certain area, an aerial strike, all that kind of shit. Just a whole bunch of add-ons to your character. And it's just fun. Like, that's like, I hate to say it. Like, that's just the best part about it. It's fun. I haven't played the same mission twice, and all the different planets I've hit. Are they similar? Yeah, but they're not the same. And every time I've gotten a different outcome, and it's not guaranteed. And then you start bumping up the difficulty level, and that shit gets hard. Like, you got to communicate, you got to talk. It's very tactical and it's fun.
When you fight the bugs, is there like two types of bugs that you fight the same bug over and over?
Oh, no, it's a bunch of different types.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not just one or the other. And when you go to different areas, they got different bugs on top of that for each biome and shit like that, too. So it's pretty cool.
It's already beaten Destiny.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to do.
Two things. When you say it's a looter shooter, is it like guns that you're getting? And is it guns that you're getting just for that time, or do you keep them for next?
But that's my point. It feels like a looter shooter. That's what I say. It's okay, kind of like a looter shooter, but it's not a legit looter shooter. Because the whole point is you're mowing people down and doing all this. You're looking for like common samples and all that kind of stuff. And it feels like a looter shooter, but there's no loot.
I see what you're saying. Right, right.
It just feels like that's what you should be doing.
Yeah. And then... have you been playing with randos or
yeah.
And how is the servers now?
Dude, perfect. I have yet to have a server issue.
Oh, good. And you get into a match quickly and stuff?
Dude, right away.
Yeah. Yeah, they must have fixed it then.
Yeah, like...
well, they were very transparent about it the entire time.
Yeah.
At peak, like, Helldivers 1 had, like, 40,000 or whatever. Helldivers 2 broke like 400,000 in a day. And they're like, yeah, we weren't expecting this. Sorry, guys. It's our bad. We're trying. Bear with us.
Right.
First game was cool. It was just too fucking hard. And it was hard to find people that wanted to play such a hard game in that old school, like top down twin stick game type. But I really liked it. But it, like, I guess like Kyle said, people just weren't playing it.
I had never heard of it before 2 came out. And then everybody's talking about like, well, talk about a glow up from 1 to 2. And I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit, this does not even look like the same fucking game.
And on a side note, like, so do you guys remember how in Starship Troopers they had the really lame propaganda?
I'm doing my part.
Yeah, I'm doing my part. I'm doing my part. I didn't do fucking shit. But like, they have that in there. And it adds, like, it's funny. Like, you're on your main ship. Like, you're in the ship and doing your thing. And you hear random-ass speeches of, like, defeat the Terminid scum! Only you can keep democracy going with your blade and with your rifle. Like, so, like, just crazy rhetoric they just throw out there. And it's awesome. You know what I mean? Just it's so stupid and over the top. It just works. And it looks great, too. Yes, sir.
Do all the guns feel the same, or does it actually feel like you're using...
No, everything feels different. Like, for example, the main, like, battle rifle, I forgot what it's called, it feels punchy as hell. And that's another thing, too. The sound on it is surprisingly good. I don't know why that is something that stuck out to me. Like, when you have the main battle rifle, and you're just like... It's like, oh, shit. Like, it feels punchy.
I thought Sandstorm's Darude was about to start playing there.
Nice. Nice.
I mean, that's the rhythm and cadence that you went with. And I was like, all right.
But yeah, dude, I mean, I'm not going to give it a 10. But damn, is it close.
Kyle, have you been to a Gamecocks game?
Yes. Okay. Been to many Gamecocks games.
So you've heard that song millions of times.
Yes, I have. And every time it was pretty fucking awesome, though, in that atmosphere. I also haven't been to a Gamecocks game since, like, high school, so.
I went last year for my first time.
You would give it a 9?
9, 9.5. Here's my thing.
What's your complaint?
I guarantee I didn't have people, like, I had to play with randos. I didn't have people that I actually like to play with. That's why I was trying to peer pressure you guys into doing it, and you guys... left me high and dry because you're fucking dirty, dirty communist bug lovers.
I asked you to play it after the podcast and you're going to be a grandpa and go to bed.
Yeah, I got to work tomorrow. I got to be up at 6.
John, what were you going to say?
I would be interested in playing it, but I could never do it. Like when you're like, hey, can we play in 10 minutes? Like, it's like, nah, like I need like some advance notice on this. I got to get in the mind space that I got to like talk to people.
You'd be talking to us.
I got to have time to like, I wouldn't want to sit down and play this with y'all for like an hour. That just seems like kind of a waste of the effort. Right. But if you wanted to, it's only $40, right? It's not a full price game.
Well, it is, but you would have to get, unless you played it on the computer.
Wait, on Steam.
What do you mean? I can't just buy it.
No, you can, but if you want to play it on the PS5, you need fucking PS Plus.
That's why I bought it on Steam.
Oh, not to buy it, but you're saying I got to buy the game and then I got to have the online membership to play it, right? Okay.
So just buy it on Steam.
No, I'll buy it on PlayStation.
I was about to say, he doesn't like playing at the computer.
Yeah. I mean, I play on a controller, so I use my Xbox controller.
I know, but like, 30 inches or 65 inches, like
does size really matter, Sean?
Oh yeah,
it's you versus the guy she told you not to worry about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Also, my monitor, is this a 4K game? Because my monitor is not a 4K monitor.
Oh,
so I would want it for that too.
I'm sorry.
I'd be down too. I'd be down if you guys are all down.
Just saying, I'm trying to recruit some people at work. Tell them to do
it
for democracy.
We can do it tomorrow night.
I've heard nothing bad about it.
So dude, it's good.
If it's just run around and shoot shit like you're playing Borderlands, then it's like, okay, sounds fun.
So is it just all in-game chat? Because obviously if they're playing on PlayStation and we're on PC, using Discord would probably suck and Xbox party chat's out. So, like, how's it work in-game?
Why? I mean, I assume it's got game chat.
Have you not fucking tried it with cross-platform?
No, not yet. I mean, it's enabled, but I haven't associated with anyone.
In-game chat. It does.
I just listen to them.
So when they're yelling at you for democracy and we're here to help, brother, you're just like,
yeah, those silence, dudes nothing. Came into your game and bailed you out and you didn't even thank them?
No, I entered chat. Okay. I typed it out for him.
All right.
What a bitch.
Fuck you. Wait, how were you poor last week and you couldn't afford $40 fucking, but tonight you can?
I got tax returns back.
I personally think that Kyle is situationally poor. I do. He tries to get whatever he can out of people, but then
do
when
you
he
want
realizes
me to screenshot my
he
bank
can't
account
get
every
it,
week for you,
then he's like, "Oh no, shit! I mean, I got my tax return. That must have been what it was."
Kyle,
have you not filed your taxes yet?
How do we not know not that you have a second bank account?
Or yeah, exactly.
An investment account.
Or
offshore
account.
Bank accounts?
Yeah.
I got three.
Why? Look at him playing dumb. You try so hard.
I have one bank. Bank of America. I don't even have a checking and savings. I just have a checking.
Oh, that's the case. I got four.
I mean, savings don't fucking matter. You get like a 0.01% more interest. Like, savings
account
are a joke now.
It's 0.01% more than he had.
Dale, did you want to talk about Pal World?
The only thing I will say is it's still really good, but I can understand why there was such a huge drop-off on it. When you get to the mid to late game, it just gets super grindy, and it's kind of like all you're doing is looking for materials as opposed to actually building and doing shit, and the world becomes kind of lifeless. I think I said that before. It's still good, still fun, still recommend people to play it, but when you get to, like I said, the mid to late game, it's kind of like, I'm just gonna let this one chill out. I'm gonna go play Helldivers too.
Aubrey's still fucking addicted to it.
What's you gonna rate it? What's your final Pal World then, if you're kind of done with it?
Probably an 8.
Damn, you played an 8 and a 9. It's not bad.
Dude, good year. 2024 starting off strong.
Way better than last year.
Yeah, that's fucking right.
Dude, it's still surprising that people say last year was one of the best years.
I'm going to opt to go to Morgan because I want to hear what he has to say. Do you have shit to say about Uncharted?
No, it was great. It finished great. Fucking fun as shit. They could do if they wanted to do another one, they could do it as his daughter.
Yeah, or just old Nathan. Like,
I mean, yeah, but even like then, there's still like stories they could tell from earlier on. You know what I mean? So it's like
we haven't seen the four adventures he's been on, right? Like he's been on others besides the ones we've seen.
He didn't just go on four adventures, you know. So it's like
maybe that was it. Maybe he did.
Right. But it's like, I guess Naughty Dog's doing like a new IP now or something. Is that what the rumor was?
Anybody? Like a bunch of people got fired too. So who knows?
So yeah, it's great. I would say a 4 out of 5. Very solid game. Want more. And then I started Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I would have liked to play more, but I really just got into like where it opens up. Mm-hmm. So I loved it. I finished the first chapter and I loved it. I think it's great so far. I'm not going to give too much away, but yes.
How's it look? Cause I've been seeing it get torn apart that it looks like shit and that the remake of 7 looks better.
No,
literally because they're coming out with a graphical patch update because of all the complaints about it.
For the performance mode, you know, the 4K mode.
But I don't have 4K, so I don't care.
I mean, I generally switch it to the frames per second mode anyways. But I think it looks great. Yeah, I've had no graphical hiccups or anything like that. Yes, sure.
I have a few questions. Is that okay?
Okay. One.
I get one?
No, you could just with number one.
Is the combat the same as the other one?
Yeah. It's very similar. Similar, not the same. Did you play? You didn't play Remake, right?
No, but there is a small, like, crack growing in my dislike of this game that you bought the first one on my account, did you?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No, no. Oh, I played it, but I bought it on PS4. I actually have the disc.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because I wouldn't want to just go play this one. But I had a question generally. Is this built like an older Final Fantasy game where you go into a town and you explore the town and you talk to people, like even like Final Fantasy 12 style? Or is it more like 13, 16, where you're kind of just running through the story? In 16, there was like a handful of towns, but there weren't like people living in them. They weren't really giving you like crazy quests to go do, it seemed like. Does it have that kind of old RPG feel to it?
Yeah, it's like a mix so far, right? Because you end up getting more side quests and stuff from people. So it's definitely like a mixture where you end up going to big open areas too. But you have like, I had a couple little towns already, and there's people to talk to and stuff like that. And you have the Queen's Blood card game, which is like, I only played it 3 times, but I found it pretty fun and easy. It's a lot of times when they try to jam in these mini games, like Horizon, for instance, that shit was confusing. That game was confusing as shit. Like, so
chess type game.
In yeah. Horizon? Yeah. Yeah. I tried to learn it and I was like, no, this is very easy. It's very basic, but it does have some strategy to it too. So you can get better at it. It definitely has the feel of an older one, but like updated, like a JRPG. The combat, they give you a choice of doing 2 different styles, right? At the beginning, you could do classic or the like action-y RPG type, right? So I like it because it gets very fucking chaotic where you're like trying to do things really fast, but not in like a bad way, right? And there's certain things where if you hit like X for an item or a spell, it slows everything down to almost a stop. Not quite a stop, but almost a stop. So you could think about it a little bit then too. And then you could switch between your characters in combat. So it's chaotic, but I like it.
Does it give you enough time in battle that it wants you to switch between characters? Like, do you need to, or it's just an option if you want it?
It's an option if you want it, but it seems like they won't use their abilities, which are like, you have gauges, blue gauges, you know, in older games, you have blue gauges that fill up and you want to go use your ability. So that's really the only time I'm switching, is to either use a spell or use an ability. But otherwise, they'll just normally attack.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it. I personally think, and I was thinking when I was playing it, that you should play Final Fantasy VII Remake. You've heard them talk about it on Sacred Symbols, but there are like janky things about it, but it's very minimal. It's only like a few places. So I think you just got to get that whole, like, it's not straight up fantasy thing out of your head.
I always blamed Final Fantasy VII as being the downfall of the series, because it was the first game where they kind of went away to more of that like futuristic shit. And then they stuck with steampunk-y. It for so many other games after that. And it was like, man, and I really didn't. That game was so hideous on PlayStation 1. And people were like, this, like, wow. You know, even in the moment, I was like, this looks so bad.
Right. But right.
Like, what could they, it was the best they could do.
Yeah.
But I just had no interest in it. And then like the bad guy was like a fucking power company related or whatever. And I was like, what? Like,
yeah.
Are they trying to make a statement on, you know, like some political statement? And when I was a kid, I was like, this, when I replayed Final Fantasy VI deeper, you know, a couple of months ago,
yeah,
as an adult, I was like, oh, they're kind of doing the same thing here. Like, it's not that different. But I've also held this outwardly spoken, like, dislike of the game for how long? 20 years?
25.
I don't really want to, like, break it now. I'll be like, oh, yeah, it really is good.
I don't want to like it. So fuck
yeah,
it.
I don't want to like it. Yeah, right. Don't make me like it.
Even if it fucking rules, no.
Plus, I'm very interested in playing that Persona 3 remake. And like, how many different... Is this game supposed to be like a 100-hour game? How long was the first one?
Probably, I think I beat the first one in like 40, 45 hours. But this one's much more open world. And, you know, it brings you like, you know, to and from. So you're going into like open world and then a little bit linear and then open world.
You are very against games that come out and then they have day one DLC or extra content that you feel like should have been included in the game and now they want you to pay for it. The Zelda Skyward Sword thing or whatever,
yeah,
with the amiibo, yeah, really, yep, made you mad.
Fast travel, yeah.
Does it irritate you that this is one game that they have now made into three games to sell you $70 game three times instead of it just being, is there more? Like, how is the original Final Fantasy VII now three games worth of Final Fantasy VII?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was weird as well, but they are adding stuff, and it's like it's still going to be a 60-plus hour game. So you're getting a full game out of it. I didn't feel like the first one, I felt like the story wasn't finished, but I didn't feel like it was like a huge cliffhanger. You know,
didn't it just barely take you into like the beginning of the original game?
Yeah. But that, I don't know, that last fight, was in the last like part of remake was so fucking good. That it was just, yeah, I don't know, it was fucking amazing.
Now that you tell me I gotta buy it, I'm probably gonna lose interest pretty quick. I thought that it was I thought that you had bought it on my account,
right,
digitally,
right. So
it may have, was I, when did this game come out? I feel like maybe I got it from GameStop, or was it long after
2019, I think.
Yeah,
that would have been after GameStop.
Actually, it might have been 2018. I might have still been living in South Carolina when Final Fantasy VII came out.
Yeah. I'll check. I'll look in my game library and see.
Yeah, 2020.
No shit.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
Well, the COVID days are all a blur, so that's why I lost 2 years, apparently.
So
what else you got to say about it?
I would probably give it a 4 out of 5 so far. It's tough too because I've only put about 6 hours into it. It just seems like, I don't know, fucking things like old 5 different ways.
How would you compare it to Final Fantasy 16?
Night and day. Like, I want to continue playing this game. I want to continue playing this game. Where Final Fantasy 16, I was like, I gotta keep playing. Like, I just bought this game. I've been dying for it to come out, and I want it to be good. And so I kept putting time into it because of that.
You never finished it, did you?
No.
No.
No. I just stopped playing it and was like, eh. So. All right. But so real quick, there's that game that I actually just bought it, but I probably won't be able to play it for a bit. Unicorn Overlord. Do you hear about that game?
Is that out?
What?
Yeah, it's coming out tomorrow. It's
okay. It looks good.
It does look really good. It's by Vanillaware, who's done
Dragon's Crown.
Dragon's Crown, which was great.
And that there's Odin's
Sphere. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, it definitely does not look like what I expected it to look like
not
with that
even
title.
Close. Not even close. But yeah, that seems like something that might be up your alley too, Sean.
You know that game with the cat with the rainbow that comes out of it? And you just gotta like get to the end of the stage by like making it.
Yeah, it's like Neen Cat or something.
Yeah,
NYA.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. That's the kind of game that Unicorn Overlord sounds like.
I agree. Like I expected like the unicorn from Peggle to be like shitting
like that.
rainbows into a Katamari reroll thing. Like, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Is it? I've seen the art style, and that was enough to make me be like, this looks cool. But is it a RTS?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that, it, yeah. Those are hit or miss sometimes.
They are, but like, I don't know. It's hard to say because it was IGN, but IGN praised the RTS, the strategy part of it. Actually, no, it's not.
Oh, they have a review.
It's not RTS. Yeah, it's not an RTS. It's more like a, what do you call Final Fantasy Tactics? Like a tactical strategy?
Tactics game.
Yeah, I think it's closer to that. From what
I'm seeing like three different types of gameplay in this, so.
Yeah. I'll watch the review. Yeah. You already bought it, though?
Yeah, I just bought it because it's Vanillaware, and I don't think they do huge runs.
They haven't made anything in a while, I don't think.
Yeah, unless that they put out some shit. What was that? Oh, no, they did. They made 13 Sentinels.
Oh, yeah, you liked that a lot, too.
I liked it a lot. It'd be hard for me to recommend to certain people, to most people, but I thought it was really good.
Huh.
Holy shit. Wait, dude, real quick. They made Muramasa as well.
Yeah, yeah. That was like the only good Wii game.
Right. Exactly. All right, I'm good.
Kyle. What's up? All right, I'll just start with a real quick one. It's not really even worth
it. Before you get started. Sure. I'm sorry. I know I just called on you and then I interrupted you.
It's okay. It's your show.
If we play Helldivers, because Dale wants to play Helldivers, can we play Diablo? Because I want to play Diablo once it comes on Game Pass and nobody has to buy it. Can we play some more Diablo?
I'm not going to make you buy this game to play. Only play it if you want to.
I have a 7 out of 10 interest in Helldivers. It would be higher if... Sorry, Kyle. Dale, let me ask you one more question. When you play a game of it, are you just on an open map and you just stand there and shoot shit? Or are you going to objective to objective to objective, like a level progression?
When you load in, you pick where you land. The objective's laid out. Let's say you got to clear these hives. They don't tell you exactly where the hives are. You got to find them, but the area that you're in is open world. So I guess semi-open world. So when you get loaded in, it's all that area you can explore. And you have a time limit anywhere between 20 minutes to an hour, depending on what the mission is, how hard it is, so on and so forth.
Okay.
But the mission isn't just doing those things.
I wish this game was like a PlayStation Plus game. Because this sounds like it would be a Game Pass game.
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking up by not having it on Xbox and Game Pass.
There's actually a huge petition where like even PlayStation fanboys and like diehards like fuck Xbox people. They're like, for democracy, bring them over. Like, we need more soldiers. And it's been blown up. But even
let
if
them
it
have
got
a sip
approved,
of liberty.
It's not like there's a button they can just hit and be like, cross-platform, Xbox gets it now. They'd have to port it. It'd take months of work. So,
sorry, Kyle. Go ahead.
You sure? We good?
Yeah, I'm not gonna interrupt you.
Okay, so the only reason I've got this on my list is because
I will say this, though.
I knew it. He doesn't even have anything to say, but now say it, Dale. Go on.
Dude, I'm saying if you buy the game, just do it for the right reasons. Democracy.
Mm.
Freedom, liberty, pride.
Kyle.
So I've put like 12 hours into a game called Brotato on Game Pass.
I've seen it on Game Pass.
And the only reason I wanted to talk about it was for you, Dale. Because you were talking about, like, with one of the reasons you loved Pow World so much was, like, just mindless unplugged gaming and just, like, casual gaming and just... Brotato is that, okay? It's like a twin-stick shooter with one stick. You could play the entire game with just your left stick. It auto-fires, auto-aims, does everything for you. You just have to survive, dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
Like Vampire Survivors.
I guess. I haven't played it. It's nothing innovative. It's an easy thousand, but it's not a quick thousand. Like, each run takes, like, 25 minutes, and you have to win with every character, and there's, like, 70 characters.
Dang. Jesus Christ.
But it's convenient for me. A soundtrack is fantastic, by the way. Love that. That shit's banging while you're just slaughtering all these weird little monster things. But, like, if I'm casually eating or fucking wrestling with the baby because she's being a little obnoxious... I can just keep playing. Like, I just have to move my character around. It is a very casual, unplugged, easy, mindless game. So it's not groundbreaking. It's not redefining. I can't really say it's bad. I guess I'll give it like a C minus. Like, it's just, it'll be forgettable once I'm done. Yeah.
Would you rather spend your time playing this game or Starfield?
Or Helldivers?
I would rather be playing Starfield, but this is going to be a quicker thousand.
Okay.
Bro, you ain't playing Starfield.
I loaded it up like last week, and then I forgot whatever the fuck I was doing, and I was like, all right, back to Tony Hawk.
I had that problem where it's like, what the fuck am I doing? And navigating the menu to find like your journal or have it tell you, it was like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, and I mean, we've talked about the UI, the maps and everything before, and that's why I'm waiting to see these quality of life things that they said they're bringing out and they're rolling out. So yeah, because like
a word about this game getting any kind of update since it came out.
Last I heard was like January.
Almost like Elden Ring.
Okay, don't get me started on that too.
Need any updates. It was perfect, except the grass.
I was going to say, except the grass popping.
Well, that's a nice segue, actually. I've been playing a lot of Elden Ring. I'm like 40 hours in on my Xbox character. Got a good chunk of the map done now.
This is like this is your first Xbox experience. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And every time I've talked about it so far, Xbox-wise, well, this is like my third time talking about it on Xbox. Haven't had issues with the grass popping. I don't know what happened in this last week. I guess FromSoft wanted to flip a switch or whatever. Because holy fucking shit, the grass popping has actually become obnoxiously noticeable. Like, it loads in two different phases. The ground looks like an N64 green polygon, and then the grass sprouts up from it in waves.
Yeah, that's what
and
it's
I'm
been.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
That's what it's been doing.
I never had that issue. I was running around Limgrave, fine.
Pop in. It's like the distant that you can't see. And then the flat texture pop, and then you run a closer, and then the individual grass pops up. Yeah.
Yep. So I have noticed that. It has shown up in abundance in the last couple times playing it. Yes, Morgan.
If you need help with any bosses, let me know. Since you already beat it, it's not like you need to, you know.
Yeah, I mean, shit, I'll hit you up. See, I love playing Elden Ring with people. Like, it's not that I need help for bosses, but, like, I'm just running around and I'll see a gold summon sign. And I'm like, this is clearly somebody that wants to fucking just keep playing. Yes, Sean.
I want
to
play.
Okay. I'll hit you up too. But this is going to be one of those 10-minute things. I'm going to be like, yo, you want to jump in on this boss? And you're going to be like, I need 6-hour notice. And I'm going to be like, it's going to be dead by then, Sean. Like,
I don't want to come in and just help you kill a boss. Like, just summon me in and we'll just run around and do shit.
Well, yeah. But then there's going to be a boss at the end of that area.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as I have notice.
But, so, I mean, I'll just summon random fucking people just because, like, playing that game with people is just awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, Sean.
If you've played the game and you've beaten the game, but you have that save right before Elden Beast... you can just go to the DLC. Correct? I don't need to restart to and but not pass a certain point, right?
You have to have gotten to Moog, I thought. Like
you've had to have beaten Moog and Star Scourge Radahn.
Right, but you can't progress too far, right? Like if I have that save right at that door or whatever.
Yeah, then you're fine.
And then you're going to go to Moog's area where there's that big egg with the arm hanging out of it.
Did y'all hear that they changed the leveling system for the DLC?
Yeah.
No. That's going to be fucking rough.
It's going to be rough.
They did the Sekiro style leveling system.
No shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So If I go
back to the regular base game, I'll keep leveling up the same. But if I go to the DLC area, it's Sekiro style.
I think they level cap you or something.
Yeah, right. You may keep a lot of your stats, but your attack power is going to be one or whatever.
There's those dudes that are like level 777 or whatever the max level is. That like, how could they make a boss for someone that level? And also for me at level 150.
Right.
So I think they had to do something like that. So it makes sense. But, you know, the easiest thing to do when you got stuck on a boss was I'll just go gain 10 levels and come back. And now I couldn't beat any of the Sekiro bosses. Now I actually have to get good.
So there are other ways besides bosses to increase your attack power. Like in Sekiro's really only bosses. Later in the game, you got something where you can increase your attack power, but it was primarily bosses. But they're making something else. Yes.
This is unrelated, but related to FromSoft because we were talking about it. And before I forget, because you guys always rag on how bad Bloodborne looks and how rough that was, and go play this. So for shits and giggles the other day, because I'm missing like four achievements from Dark Souls 2 on 360, I loaded up my Dark Souls 2 playthrough. Holy shit, that game looks so fucking ass. It is so ugly.
No, they did that full collection or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like the Scholar.
They ported it to the one Scholar of the First Sin. Yeah.
But it has no upgrades visually.
I imagine they might have done like an HD one or some shit to
did
it.
Did you play on 360?
Yeah, I got the game on 360.
No, I'm talking about the other day. You played.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I loaded up my 360 save because I'm only missing a few achievements. I was like, I can go clean up, grab that missing sorcery, that missing gesture. And then I was like, oh my God, this is rough. Now I'm still going to do it because I'm like that close, but it's like, I need to actually like schedule myself ahead now to plan for it. Because I was like, it's Dark Souls 2. It's so nice ambience and pretty and everything, and because I loaded into Majula and I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I've got to do it all again on the remake on the one, but 360 looks ugly as shit. But you were talking about Sekiro and bosses, and then I'll get back to Elden Ring.
No, you talk about Elden Ring.
Okay, you sure? We can talk about Sekiro. It's been a while.
I mean, I hate to break it to you, but you better get to it. You got a limited amount of time.
How about that Fallout trailer? With how long you talked about 7?
Morgan didn't
that Fallout trailer, though.
Morgan has 15 seconds left.
You could have my 15 seconds.
Thank you. Appreciate that so much. It's still an S-tier game. Like, I love Elden Ring. Like, grass popping is annoying. I see what Sean's talking about. But I'm excited to go play it probably after stream or podcast. This is not a stream. There we go. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. I've still been sinking time into it. It's fucking incredible. I still love it. Still keep it exactly what I left the last time, which is an S also. I am now more at the casual part of it though. Like I've pretty much done everything achievement wise I can within my abilities. Cause there's like one achievement to complete all the hard get there's where you have to hit like 7 gaps in a row, all in one fucking move. And it's across the entire map. You get like a million points. It's a pain in the fucking dick. I've done it for one map. I've got to do it for 16. So like I'll load it up 2-3 times a day, do like a 2-minute run, try it, get close, fail, load up Elden Ring. And I'll be like, all right, I'll be back tomorrow. Like I will probably 100% it, but it's going to be a very slow, tedious fucking, like by the end of 2024, maybe I'll have every achievement in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
But it's fantastic. Like, that is how you do remakes. That is how you do it. And then, oh yeah, I played Binding of Isaac. Been playing that with Aubrey. And that's a fun little fucked up game.
Is it as, have you played it before?
I, when it was like a PlayStation Plus game on the 4, like 10 years ago, I tried it. This is just like the ultimate collection with all the DLCs and added shit into it.
I've never played it, but this is one of those games that people like fucking swear is one of the best games ever.
Yeah. Yep.
Have you played it?
I haven't.
Okay. No, it doesn't look interesting. It doesn't look like I would want to play it.
I agree with you. But people love it.
It's a twin stick shooter roguelite. So think Hades with twin stick.
But you're some weird like baby or something, right?
Yeah, a toddler whose mom is trying to kill it for the name of God.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like it's dark. Cool. It's fucked up.
Is it free then, somewhere?
No idea. It's not on Game Pass. Like, okay. I bought it a few months ago when it went on sale. And then just finally got around to it because I was like, couch co-op stuff, different things to play. So Aubrey and I will sit down. We'll go through a couple runs a night. We beat it once, and then like it amps up the difficulty. Like it only takes you like 5 rooms to beat it the first fucking time, and then rooms being like levels, you have to clear like 20 rooms on a level or whatever. So 5 levels, but then like you beat it, and it's like, all right, now I do it 9 times. Now I do it like 11, and it's like, oh dear fuck.
It's your favorite type of game.
Yep. Yep.
It's like old Hades.
Well, Hades is a fucking masterpiece. But Isaac, I mean, it's fun. It's enjoyable. I like the soundtrack. Good couch co-op. I'll give it a B for now.
Did you rate...
See if it goes up or down.
The first game you talked about?
Yeah, said C minus.
The Brotato. What did you give it?
Yeah. C minus.
Okay.
Like it, I can't say it's bad, especially putting 12 hours in, and like, yes, I will finish cleaning it up, but it's not going to be like anybody's favorite game. Nobody's actually going to talk about it. Nobody gives a shit.
But still worth your time over Starfield.
Easy 1,000.
What are you at now?
I think I'm like 100 away from breaking into 210,000. So I'm closing in because it was just back in December. I hit like 195, 200.
Damn. And you're not even playing this shit.
209, 830.
Yeah, so 170 away. I'll probably hit 210,000 a night. And no, I could be going up a lot faster, but I'm not playing the shit games. Like, yeah, Brotato, I guess, would be a shit game, but it takes a long fucking time to get them.
I mean, you're not playing the achievement games. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
If you were doing it playing, like, fucking Miley Cyrus and Barbie Adventures, that's still doing it. It's these other games.
I think
games.
I'd be more ashamed to have that on my fucking profile, though.
This shit's great.
Would you?
It's better to
have...
Well,
no, because I've got Peppa Pig on my fucking profile.
What surfs up on there than it is to have Butterfly, or whatever the fuck that game was called. Was that what it was?
Yeah, 4, Butterfly. And Butterfly 2.
Is Butterfly 2?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I might have to look into that.
Yeah.
It needed a sequel.
Yeah.
The story just, they didn't wrap it up, you know? There was more to tell.
Yeah.
All right. See you guys in 2 weeks.
Oh, wait.
What? I'm fucking hungry. What? Oh,
well,
what you got?
I thought we said, okay, we got to wait for Jeff to fucking issue the King of the Podcast Challenge because we just stole the crown from Morgan.
Why did Morgan have it?
Because he finished Baldur's Gate.
Oh, that was like a consolation prize. He didn't finish it in the 2 week time frame.
No, that was a consolation prize.
At this point, it was more so trying to get the King of the Podcast back on track.
Well, it was Morgan...
Jeff, you know what to do. Do it for democracy.
The Fallout show looks fucking amazing.
Does. Can't confirm.
I didn't even watch the trailers. Do they look good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming from 2 Fallout fans.
Also, it's got Walton Goggins in it, and I'm really excited about that. So,
that's the guy from Walking Dead?
Guy from Justified. Boyd Crowder.
Shield. You sure he wasn't in The Walking Dead at all?
I only saw the first 3 seasons, so...
I watched it to Negan. He might have been in it after it.
Yeah, I think he's in it.
Yeah.
No, but yeah. But since he was Negan's ending...
like second hand man, right hand.
Oh, okay.
Good, good to know.
Wait, Walter Goggins? I don't think so. I think that was Trevor Walton from Goggins.
Oh, you might be right.
That was Trevor from Grand Theft Auto.
They have similar vibes, right? Like they kind of give off the same.
No, the dude who played Trevor in Grand Theft Auto was a fucking unhinged maniac.
I mean, I don't want to sit here and look this. Maybe you're right.
They do look. They look. I see what you mean. They do have a similar look.
Giant foreheads.
Right. Right.
Well, the character he played in The Walking Dead was fucking unhinged, just like Trevor.
That's my whole point. Like, that's him. That's his character. He's good at one thing. And Walter Goggins is actually a decent actor. He plays a bunch of different shit.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
April 11th. All episodes coming out on one day. We don't have to wait like Halo.
Yeah.
Is it Amazon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'll wait to hear what you... Anybody kept up on Halo? Anybody been watching that? Huh?
No. Not yet. I'm waiting for all the episodes to come out because they're doing the weekly bullshit again.
How about that Tokyo Vice? If anyone been keeping up with that? Huh? Huh?
I didn't watch today, but last week was the best episode ever.
Oh my god, dude.
Ever. Yes.
My buddy did say that season two, though, is better than one. Like, they might have actually listened.
No. The only way it could have been better is if they killed Sam.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't god, disagree. Dude. I ain't gonna lie, that last episode.
Dude, I'm that behind. Was fucking good.
I haven't seen it.
Tozawa gets AIDS.
I mean, for that time frame, somebody better be getting AIDS on that show. You know, there's no way that whole cast doesn't have AIDS. So, like that someone, not all of them, right?
Oh, the way you put it. It's like all of them have it. All of them full blown.
I gotta go.
Bye.
Bye.
Later. You got something to say?
No. Well, you could end it.
Check out my newest song on YouTube.
Hey, how's the cooking thing going?
Oh, for the Patreon and shit? It's good.
No.
Is it only on Patreon? You're not putting them on YouTube?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was just looking for extra shit to give the people that are supporting me financially. So...
As in, watch me cook this food, but you don't get to eat this food. Fucking cheap, stingy bastard.
Well, I mean,
bastard.
I teach you how to do it, too. Like the fucking rice bowls that I made for you and Laura that you seem to enjoy.
If you were to sell it, would you sell me a couple pieces of chicken for $12?
For you, Sean, I'll do it for $11.99.